This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yesterday, as soon as I heard about the two police officers and one citizen shot dead in Las Vegas, Nevada, I knew the headlines would be this morning, super patriots connected to the Tea Party and the Bundy Ranch crisis, responsible. And then I got up this morning at 5:15 a.m., and sure enough, that was the headlines. And then all the George Soros-affiliated websites like Wonkit and others just magically got supposed photos of the killers, the alleged killers, dressed up as the Joker and other Batman villains, and the skinny man that is attributed to teenagers stabbing and murdering dozens across the United States. Of course, it doesn't matter if these people are mentally ill and doing this because they blur the macabre fantasy of the sick culture into reality, I will be blamed. And you can bet your bottom dollar by this afternoon, it hasn't happened yet, not that I know of, but you can bet your bottom dollar by this afternoon, yours truly will be blamed for the two dead cops. And I've been through this before. Now, whether this is staged, and boy, there's a lot of evidence it is, or whether this is just organic mind control of the sick culture, people that feel so empty and poor and pathetic that they want power, so they imagine they're comic book villains and go out and kill police, whether this is ritualistic warfare and the veneer of civilization wearing away, or whether this is staged, it is all part of the sick culture. And I don't have a big crew. I have a great crew. But I know for a fact, probably 100 times the last 6 months, I have said that you're going to start seeing police officers getting shot in public. And it's going to be blamed on the Tea Party and, quote, super patriots. Because it's in the dramas, it's in the sitcoms, it's in the movies, it's in the comic books. And whether it's staged black op false flags, which we know have happened in the past, or whether it's weak-minded schizophrenics or people with all sorts of personality disorders going out and doing it, it's the sick culture. I mean, if you showed hundreds of TV shows with women poking their baby's eyes out with ice picks, you would have mentally ill women by the dozens every year start poking babies' eyes out with ice picks. That's what advertising is. And I've talked a lot about this that for years before they walled it off where you couldn't do it at the Empire State Building and other landmarks. Every time a man or woman jumped off, you would have 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 or more people show up within hours of it being on the news to try to jump off like lemmings as well. In fact, if a woman did it, you'd have women show up and do it. This is in criminology. If a man did it, you'd have men show up to do it. It's called copycats. And this is now 4 shootings that have Batman connections. But the CNN headline is, Las Vegas shooters were racist anti-government. And then you read the article and it says they were obsessed with Batman and the skinny man and dressed up like murdering ghouls. And I'm not saying blame the people that write those comic books, but I mean, sure, as you know what, don't blame me. And I could tell you what happened with their talk show host that came out and said, Alex Jones is calling for violence. This is in the last month. He's going to cause killings and all the rest of it. Don't be with him when I'm calling for not killing people. and not killing police. I said, that person's been given the intel. This is about to unfold, and he doesn't want to be blamed with a false flag. And I told you it's coming. I told you. I know the next move. I'll tell you next.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking our hands down on the fence on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Come with me into the trees. We lay on the grass. Oh, let hours pass. Take my hand. Come back to the land. Let's get away just for one day. Let me see you stripped.
The Alex Jones Show.
Because there is a war on.
Let me see you stripped.
Ladies and gentlemen, the country is being purposefully imploded right now. Every major foundation of the republic is being dismantled in front of our eyes on record. NATO is in command of the entire U.S. military publicly. Homeland Security now says their mission has nothing to do with Al-Qaeda or Muslim extremists. It has to do with the Tea Party, who will launch police-killing terror attacks any minute. With no evidence of that, now it's beginning. 2 + 2 = 4, even though they teach in Common Core it equals whatever they say. The borders are completely wide open. Tens of millions of people are flooding here as we speak, hundreds of thousands a month, pouring over the borders, being given driver's license in California to pull the lever to ban guns. We are in the middle of a globalist revolution against this country right now. And my gut tells me that the cold-blooded, degenerate, evil killing of two police officers and a citizen in Las Vegas yesterday is absolutely staged, ladies and gentlemen. And I will document here on air how it is staged right now. Because one way or another, the sick, twisted culture of death and of destruction porn that Hollywood sells to the narcissistic masses was responsible for manipulating the mental illness of these individuals and others, or, and this is the much more likely analysis, this was staged. There is so much proof of this being staged yesterday when I first read about it, and this morning, that my mind exploded with hundreds of data points. And quite frankly, it's conclusive. So conclusive that the team, who does an amazing job, is digging through the literally hundreds of predictions I made since the Bundy Ranch situation on air, sometimes more than 30 times per show. I said they're going to go into restaurants and they're going to start killing police. They're going to go into Walmarts. They're going to start shooting people. They're going to go into movie theaters. They're going to start shooting people. And it's going to be blamed on the Tea Party and the, quote, super patriots. Word for word, within hours of this happening yesterday, it was in the news with no proof that they were right-wing Tea Party patriots. Then today, they're now directly saying we need Homeland Security to go after anyone that criticizes the government, while the government has been captured by foreign banks criminally stealing tens of trillions per quarter in banker bailout money to private mega banks, bankrupting us with Obamacare by design. You name it. Five dead, two police officers, the two supposed shooters, isn't that convenient, husband and wife, and one wall Martian, as the media likes to call them. Some poor person. Who knows? A witness we don't know. And we have a supposed photo with the George Soros-affiliated satire site, so they can put out this info. Wonk it. And we'll scroll down and show TV viewers that full image that's up on Infowars.com/show. Jared and Amanda Miller, the super patriots, who gunned down a couple of cops and a lady who were going to Walmart in Vegas yesterday. So they already know what happened. And CNN already knows what happens. Super patriots kill. Las Vegas shooters were racist, anti-government. You read the article, doesn't say anything about that. It says they were obsessed and dressed up like the characters from Batman, Joker, and Harley Quinn. And the fictional horror character that recently suffered the stabbing of a 12-year-old girl in Wisconsin, Skinny Man. You know, the people that shot governors, the people that shot John Lennon, the people that Sirhan that shot RFK, they all had copies of Catcher in the Rye. They were obsessed with it. I've talked to the detectives, the police officers, and family members of some of the people I just named. And I'm not allowed to say any more at that point. But the FBI came in and told them to shut up and basically told them, you know, if you don't want to be dead, don't investigate this. Even the LAPD's report said that Sirhan, who was clearly drugged, did not shoot Robert F. Kennedy. The point is, people say, why do they have a book? because that's the template with the electroshock, 6 months of audio recordings, the drugs, all of it. And they're using, and I've been saying this before it ever happened, with Aurora and now four other incidents, that they're using the Joker as a programming template in mind control. And we know that Holmes of Aurora was under mind control, told police that, witnesses saw other shooters, he was drugged up in the parking lot like Sirhan, wasn't even part of the shooting, was under high-level Air Force psychiatric care in a above-top-secret DARPA mind control program, Denver Post, ladies and gentlemen, that he was in a super advanced DARPA secret program being given $97,000 a year by DARPA. His dad, top mathematician in super equations. Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber, L.A. Times, was CIA, Central Intelligence Agency, for 18 years in MK Ultra. MK Ultra, MK Naomi. Now, let's be clear. The programming is now so powerful, they don't even need to get you in a laboratory now with the chemicals and the food, the water, the culture, the flicker rate, hypnotizing people. You've seen the TV shows that have been documented by Scotland Yard. We've shown clips of, I forget the name of it, Jacobson will run here and tell me the name in a minute. He's a big viewer of it. Where they're able to brainwash people off the street to be able to go and believe they're committing an assassination in 1 hour. Now, they do it because they talk to 100 people, do tests, and find who is more suggestible out of 100 people. That's what the government does. They get university students into DARPA and Air Force programs. They've got handlers. Top Air Force psychiatrists, you name it, in the case of Aurora. This is on record. And then they just roll them out, ladies and gentlemen, usually just to be drugged up and take the fall and not know if they did it or not. Folks, they could take the strongest person. The North Koreans were able to do this. The North Vietnamese were able to do it with U.S. soldiers. They could take a Marine Corps colonel and in a month have them saying whatever they wanted, folks, and believing it. They take some college kid with a high IQ and Asperger's, one of their favorite programmable types, because they're so machine-like, and they can have them doing whatever they want in a matter of days. Now, Harry Reid comes out and says, we're going to do something about this. These are domestic terrorists at the Bundy Ranch. Everybody needs to be arrested. They roll out last week the Domestic Terrorism Task Force saying the Tea Party's number one enemy. I told you they've been building this behind the scenes. Now they're rolling it out. They're releasing terrorists saying, you know, well, they have yoga classes. We'll release them. That's in the New York Post. They're saying speech is connected to this. We need to shut down speech. And they're rolling out all this internet censorship and internet IDs this month. The current issue of our magazine just came out today. Death of the Internet is the title. They're making their move on every front right now to demonize their opposition because of Benghazi, the false flag, Fast and Furious. Listen, if they would ship more than 20,000 guns to Mexico, to criminal cartels, to then trace them back to crime in the U.S., to blame every gun owner, that's 170 million people out of 315 million, if they would frame more than half this country for the crime in Mexico and say it's your fault, thousands of dead in Mexico, hundreds in the U.S., including at least seven police officers, Border Patrol, would they stage this now? And the answer is absolutely. If they would use al-Qaeda to attack Syria, Libya, Egypt, all these other countries and give them weapons, would they do this now? Would they stage chemical attacks and get caught three times this year? Even the UN admits it? Yes. If they would stage al-Qaeda attacks, if they would do all of this, would they do this to get our guns and blame the Tea Party that's sweeping in every runoff election and every primary right now, defeating in almost every case, 90-plus percent of Republican incumbents are going down. 1776 is happening peacefully through the system. They want to start a civil war with the police. They want to march. Their operatives, their globalists, it may have even been cutouts who were told, you're part of a drill, come to this pizza place. This is a lot of times how they do it. like the Tsarnaev brothers. One of them admitted CIA. That's mainstream news. In CIA-funded programs with fake names, the Russians blew his cover. And I kept telling you, they're getting ready to false flag, and it happens right in Harry Reid's district, right in his state, right in his city, with his police department. Now, the cops look shell-shocked. I don't think they're in on it. They probably, if I was them, I'd run patsies as part of a drill, special ops, probably foreign, kill them, shoot a few people, and then set the whole thing in motion.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Leanne McAdoo for InfoWarsLife.com. I'm here with Dr. Edward Group, master herbologist and chief formulator behind the InfoWars Life products. Dr. Group, what have you been hearing from women who've started taking Super Female Vitality?
You know, we've heard the reviews and feedback from Super Male Vitality from emails to even excited callers on the radio. Now, the answer for women is here. A new formulation specifically designed for the female body, Super Female Vitality, delivers 10 key herbs that work synergistically to revitalize the unique biology of women.
I'm so glad that you guys made this for women. When he brought me home the bottle of Super Female, I had tons of energy, tons of motivation, a lot of drive. My husband thinks I've been in a better mood. Our relationship, all I can say is it's a lot better now.
I've just started taking Super Female Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. Supplies are limited, so secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or dial 1-888-253-3139.
How long would you last if all grocery stores ceased to exist?
Not in America. This can't happen in America.
Because of my concern about our government, I was looking at survival stuff.
I was raised as a Girl Scout, and their motto was to be prepared.
Food for Patriots was an opportunity for me to be able to put some things aside. I said, well, this is a product worth having, seeing as it's so good.
Like the pricing for what I got. I like the containers they were shipped in.
They keep in touch with you. You get your emails. You get your confirmations.
The customer service is just absolutely fantastic.
Plan on buying probably about four more of these minimum.
And it just came so quick. It came right when they said it would come.
Thanks for supplying all this stuff for us, because I think we're all going to be needing it in a very short time.
Join over 50,000 Americans who have trusted Food for Patriots. Go to GetSurvivalFood.com to learn more. That's GetSurvivalFood.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here, back live. The globalists have one way to defeat us. I say this every day. And I need listeners to go through all the YouTube videos, all the archives, and flood YouTube with Alex Jones predicts Las Vegas police killings. And that I would then be blamed after the Liberty Movement's blamed. It hasn't happened yet, but I don't have time to track it. It's probably, they're probably blaming me right now on MSNBC. And I knew as soon as I heard yesterday, and then sure enough, the supposed shooters who are conveniently dead like to dress up like the Joker and like Skinny Man. And the Skinny Man, there have been scores of stabbings around the country as teenagers stab other children to death because that's what Skinny Man would do. That's how you become powerful. People are obsessed with comic books. Adults, I know, are. And they really think it's real. I mean, I go with my friends, you know, and see comic book movies, and I see grown men getting really excited and crying. And I mean, this is mind control, ladies and gentlemen. Yep, raw story. Again, Democrat front group. Las Vegas Revolution shooters ID'd as right-wing conspiracy nuts with death wish. Boom! Look like hippie nerds to me. Not blame. Oh, Alex Jones. Boom! 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 When was that published? I bet it was before I even got on air today. EDT. 30 minutes before I went on air, I'm being blamed. Democrat-run group gets direct talking points from the White House. Raw story, part of the whole globalist ring. Boom. I mean, what did MSNBC say? I am, quote, deeply racist. And did not show one single piece of proof because I'm the opposite. They hate the fact that I'm fighting the infanticide of black babies. They hate the fact I'm fighting Gardasil injection of Mexican girls in Mexico. They hate it. They absolutely hate it. I was down in San Marcos this weekend tubing with Dew and his kids and my kids, and it was like Cinco de Mayo down there. I think there was about 90% Hispanic Americans down there. And about every fifth person I went by was a huge listener. Other folks, Alex Jones, we appreciate what you're doing. Again, this transmission reaches everybody. Everybody wants freedom. The globalists cannot stand it, ladies and gentlemen. And I can feel the eye of Sauron upon me. And I'm in God's hands is all I can say. But I tell you, I have the enemy's number 100%. And I'm having a little gallows humor here, folks, because this is epically insane. I never wanted to be in this position. I don't like being famous. I don't like the incredible danger I'm under, quite frankly, at the very tip of the spear. And the enemy absolutely hates me. And the White House responds to us routinely and demonizes us. And, I mean, I have the enemy watching and listening to the show every day because they know I know who they are. And I know their game and I know their plan. And my continued living, quite frankly, is that other people learn the enemy combination, the enemy paradigm, the enemy MO. Because if enough people pick up the enemy signature, the enemy program, the enemy operation, the enemy recipe, it's over for them. We can blow their operation wide open. Believe me, folks, Harry Reid comes out and says, anybody who doesn't want these BLM land grabs is a terrorist. We're going to come after him, domestic task force. And then in his state run by him, he's the Don of Nevada. This happens, and they're connecting it to that on CNN last night and this morning, and now yours truly. And you notice through the grapevine, other high-level people got the word in the so-called conservative media, you're going to be blamed with this unless you make a break. So they came out and they said, Alex Jones wants dead people. Alex Jones wants dead cops. Alex Jones is behind this. He wants murder. But I'm saying the opposite, and then now I come on air just a few weeks ago on three or four shows and said to protect myself, I said, I've got to respond to this host. They've been threatened. They've been told this is coming. And again, I know that because previously I know he was threatened. with having a new Oklahoma City blamed on him if he didn't play ball. And he went on Fox News on one of his last shows and said they're preparing new Oklahoma cities to blame me and the Liberty Movement. That's Glenn Beck. And I sung his praises, played the clip, and I said, he's got it. He's been threatened, folks. The Democrat memos say they need staged terror attacks. They need staged shootings. We've shown those here on air. So they think you're so dumb, they're running these operations out in the open. I mean, folks, when you understand this, the enemy's uncloaked. They're completely naked. We've got their whole op. I'm going to break it down when we come back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies. Many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives, a serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops the clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
You've talked about it for a while. Now it's time to get your family the emergency readiness pack it deserves. And there's one site to turn to, toppackgear.com. From large to small, you'll find kits for every purpose, and all of them can be customized by you. toppackgear.com offers the best pre-built packs the internet has to offer, assembled using only high-quality products vetted by pros and chosen for the best balance of quality and value. Prepare, endure, prevail with toppackgear.com.
Renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply.
Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? He still has the gun. The gun is pointed at the people at this moment. Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to.
We want to run our own path. We have done it. We are happy to be a group. Let's try our best.
People calling themselves members of the Weather Underground last night planted bombs in federal office buildings in Washington and Oakland, California.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
Survivors of the USS Liberty are demanding a congressional investigation into what happened and acknowledgement that the Israeli Air Force bombed a U.S. intelligence Navy ship.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
The Taliban is taking responsibility for shooting
shooting down a U.S. helicopter. More than 30 people were killed, and there are reports this morning that most of them are U.S. Navy SEALs.
There may be a false flag incident where a ship goes down and you can be used for the excuse to accelerate the next war.
If there's one thing that has unified Democrats and Republicans, and everybody in between, that we all hated the bank bailout.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people.
They estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
This is not a game. This is not entertainment, ladies and gentlemen. This is unlike any other radio broadcast that I think's ever really aired in this country. We are covering the globalist criminal takeover of the nation in real time. And because of that, we exposed the underwear bomber put on the plane by the CIA, had the eyewitnesses on the show, came out on C-SPAN and congressional hearings a month and a half later that was accurate. We blew that operation. We continue to blow their operations, to short-circuit their operations, to blame the American people for incredibly rare, infrequent terrorism that kills less people than honeybees do every year on record. I hammered those statistics for a while, and then Esquire, in the same issue that I was in with a cover story last year, did a story about the honeybees killing more people than terrorism. That's the point, is that the media is listening, the dinosaur media is listening, the new media, the real media is listening. This show has incredible power. And I don't say that from a perspective of narcissism or a power trip. I think everybody who works here, everybody that listens to this show, everybody that carries this broadcast, everyone who is affected by what's happening should realize that this broadcast, even though it's ragtag, is reaching 20 million people a week now, one way or another. Terrestrial, shortwave, you know, AM, FM, internet, YouTube. Governments are listening, from Japan to Syria, from Russia to the United States. It's come out mainstream news. Because we really do know the enemy operation. I really have studied it for 25 years, almost 20 on air, since 1995. You do something 14, 15 hours a day. You talk to every expert out there. You get a very clear picture of what's going on. I live in a think tank. I live in a war room. And I told you, we've got to dig these clips up. I mean, it's every show, that they were going to shoot police and blame it on the Bundy supporters. That they'd have a drill or something, and they've been having them in Las Vegas every week in the last month. They would shoot the patsies, have a few wind-up toy PR actors come out with the official story. The cops won't even know what's going on. The cops are really killed. The citizen was really killed. The so-called shooters are gotten rid of. And now you can project it on to who? Super Patriots, right wing, Tea Party, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Alex Jones. And folks, when you've got a website that has over 1 million visitors a day, all of our Facebooks, Twitter, you name it, about 3 million visitors a day conservatively, Prison Planet, all the other sites, prisonplanet.tv, of course, almost everybody's visited Infowars.com. Are they going to go into every computer when somebody kills a cop and say, well, they visited ABC News, they visited DrudgeReport.com, they visited CNN. Why, they visited Yahoo homepage. Yahoo's to blame. Here's a headline. Daily Kos issues retraction of InfoWars Poplawski smear, 2009. Within 2 hours of three Pittsburgh cops being dead, when dishonorably discharged Marine Poplawski got another pit bull that was crapping all over the floor, his mother kicked him out, wouldn't leave, called the police because the dog was urinating and defecating. That's on record. They show up. He throws a fit, kills three of them with a semi-automatic AK-47. Within 2 hours, they have it on the news, Southern Poverty Law Center, local writer, saying his computer said he did it for Alex Jones. We did a search and found out he was a white supremacist sworn to destroy me. Threatened to sue the newspapers and others and forced six different retractions, including in the Pittsburgh paper. You understand? Within 2 hours of them having him in custody, they were blaming me because he had visited InfoWars, and then we went and searched his handle and everything, and there he was on the white supremacist sites and the other Fed-run groups. A mentally unstable, drunken, unemployed, dishonorably discharged punk who dreamed of kicking my butt and attacking me and killing me, he said. And then he kills three cops, and I get the blame. Well, guess what? I forced a retraction there. And it's now reached the point, I want to warn everybody, I don't have time for lawsuits. I don't want to sue people. But I have to start suing people when they say I'm deeply racist or when they say I'm behind the Boston bombing. Because I have to say I'm not guilty of this, or they're going to teach the police in these briefing rooms, like I know they're doing, that I'm teaching the public to kill police. So the system sets me up and kills me or throws me in prison, ladies and gentlemen. And if they can get me, folks, they can get anybody. When they were trying to bring down Rush Limbaugh a few years ago, even though he's in direct competition with me in the same time slot, I went with Ted Anderson and bought $100,000 worth of advertising on Rush Limbaugh, and we lost a little bit of money, but it I think we made like $90,000. It cost about $100,000. Why'd I do that? Because I put my money where my mouth is, folks. You understand that? We either stand up for talk radio and a free and open internet, and we either stand up for free speech. So I've got articles here where they're saying thought crime is terrorism. Holder's actually saying that. The guy who ran the cover-up of Oklahoma City as deputy attorney general. The guy that ran the false flag Fast and Furious and got caught lying about it. His own memo saying, we'll blame the Second Amendment and gun owners for the carnage. CBS News. This false flag, hardcore evil one, has his White House-run Media Matters and all the rest of them, Raw Story, you name it, lining up before I went on air today to blame who? Alex Jones. Talk about ominous. I said that and thundered. Lightning just, I heard the thunder right above the office. How many false flag bats? One, a two, a three. I mean, it's just getting out of control, ladies and gentlemen. And quite frankly, I'm excited. I'm of good cheer. I'm a person who loves God and loves justice and loves the truth, and I can be proud of what I've done, and I can say that we've been pretty darn accurate, trying to get things right, trying to tell the truth. We've got about a 98% accuracy rate, and the system knows that, and it freaks them out that I know them so well. I'm like an old-fashioned police detective tracking the serial killer, getting closer and closer, and there's this weird relationship between me and the establishment that is just unbelievable. I mean, they're all watching right now. The Pentagon's watching right now. Foreign governments are watching right now. The George Soros groups are watching right now and admitting they're watching. Why? 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 Because I'll tell the truth and other people won't? That's why I'm so attacked. That's why I'm so demonized. That's why they have all the megaphone groups and disinfo and bots and sock puppets, as they call them, online attacking. Alex is CIA. Alex works for the Vatican. Alex works for Israel. Alex is Bill Hicks. Alex is a Fed. Because they know I'm the opposite, folks. I work for justice. I get a real satisfaction out of standing up against evil. I get a complete fulfillment out of it. Not because I'm a hero, but because I won't be a slave. I won't sign on to this fraud. I see through the scam. I won't put my name on it. I'm in a fight for my life, ladies and gentlemen. And so are you. Make no mistake, the globalists have hated this country all along. They want to bring it down. I mean, look at these headlines on DrudgeReport.com. We'll put it on screen for TV viewers. America struggles with surge in child migration. Hundreds of thousands. The third world just says, put your kids on a plane. Obama will take them. I mean, that's in the news. Come to America, have your baby paid for. Judge, government has simply chosen not to enforce border security laws. Yeah, I was down on the Texas border 2 months ago, and I told you, no border patrol. None. None. We were 90 miles outside the border, and I was going to get ready to gripe at them for knowing we're U.S. citizens and wanting to search our vehicle. They just waved us through. There was one guy. He should be about 20. Agents threatened with firing after photos leaked. Sheriff, feds should pay for housing. Feds drop plane loads of illegals in El Paso. You are free. You can leave. Hundreds more shipped to Arizona. I drove by a Home Depot this morning and was late to work, so I didn't pull over and get video. I saw literally, it looked like 100 illegals standing there. You wonder why unemployment's so bad? I'm not even against them, folks. The third world's collapsing under globalism, and the borders are wide open. This is the takeover. Growing concerns over diseases. Oh, yeah, leprosy, drug immune TB, you name it. It's here. Flesh-eating bacteria, all sorts of weird amoebas out of South America. No end in sight for dumping policy. White House launches program to provide lawyers to all the illegals. With taxpayer money, officers diverted from handling crimes. Cruz, Obama is lawless, responsible for crisis. Cantor, time to strike deal. Yeah, the Republican leadership's going to come out and say, let's just capitulate because he's already legalized by fiat. You're seeing total lawlessness. Our military under NATO command. Al-Qaeda being publicly funded and freed. Prisoner releases that are illegal. On record. And Homeland Security in the sitcoms, the dramas, the cartoons, the news, the patriots are going to start shooting cops. Guys in tricorder hats on Green Lantern cartoon killing cops. Shooting at cops. And I said, it's either going to be a staged false flag. You can see the pre-programming. A two-year-old could see this if you were conscious. Or they know they're programming that there's enough suggestible people out of 315 mil that if you put enough of this out there, it's like suicide by cop. The more they advertise, go pull a gun on a cop, let them kill you, the more it happens. And you advertise, mad about what's going on, go kill a cop. You know, that's what they say in the media, not me. Then they come out and say, Alex Jones wants cops to get killed. Don't be with the Malcolm X. Be with the Martin Luther King. Be nonviolent. When we are nonviolent, offensively, we have a right to defend ourselves. No one can argue with that. And I've told the police this hundreds of times, and hundreds of times, probably 400, 500, 600, I don't know. I'll say it again, and we'll mark it down right now. Here, at 11:47, 35 seconds, Central. On this date, Monday, the ninth day of June, 2014, that you are going to start seeing police vehicles IED'd. You're going to start seeing police shot up in restaurants everywhere. You're going to start seeing all sorts of attacks on police departments, you name it. And how did I know you were going to start seeing this? Ladies and gentlemen, when they put it out everywhere that it's about to happen and say when it happens, blame the Tea Party, and then it happens, and it's in Harry Reid's controlled state in his district, and he immediately blames it on the Bundys before anything comes out, and now it's blamed on me. It's so predictable. 2 + 2 = 4. They need the police and the military to wipe out the liberty movement, and we wipe them out. You notice the armored vehicles were no good against asymmetrical warfare. The Las Vegas police had those big, giant Homeland Security vehicles from Iraq there. It didn't mean anything. The police, under orders, stayed outside for over an hour at the Walmart before going in. The first beat cops ran in and started shooting, so the supposed people killed themselves. Who knows what's true? By the way, you saw Dorner, the cop, do this. Can we trust cops with guns if a cop goes bad? Was Dorner mind control? Was Dorner a setup? They weren't ready for it. It paralyzed them. They didn't blame the Liberty Movement. Maybe not. But let me tell you, this with Jared and Amanda Miller, with the same M.O. of the Joker again and the skinny man tying it into cartoons and comic books with no proof, the local Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, they're always the usual suspects, start feeding the Democratic-run CNN, Raw Story, all of them, Alex Jones, Alex Jones, Alex Jones. Because I'm the one saying, do not go out and randomly shoot a police officer. I've been saying that for about 5 years because I thought, if I was the globalist, what would I do? I could see it in the movies and their internal documents. They were starting to promote it to the public, but telling cops it was coming, that the Tea Party was going to come out and shoot them and kill them, and that every small town will be IED'd. Every cop listening knows they've been trained in this in the last 6 years, that you will be attacked by U.S. military veterans. Total crud. So when it starts, that's the official story. It tells you And again, if they hype it enough, there might be mentally ill vets or something that might do it. So you prime the pump like a starter plug, you know, where you sit there and press on the four-wheeler to put some gas in before you start it, the opposite of the choke, the primer. They prime it and do a few more copycat cop killer deals. There's so many people on serotonin reuptake inhibitors that are in a dream state, they will march out like programmable zombies and start shooting cops. And I estimate in the Civil War, 300,000 police will die. I estimate if the military marches out against the gun owners, 500,000 dead. 2 million dead on the side of the Patriots. Won't matter, we'll have another 10 million where that came from. But it'll be a real war once they start it. We've got to stop the Civil War. Stop the Civil War. Don't kill cops.
This hour of GCN programming is proudly sponsored by BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing your health and protecting your privacy and data. BlockItPocket.com. Use your phone safely and minimize radiation. Find out how at BlockItPocket.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. InfoWars.com. Simple, primitive, but it works pretty good. Social network for folks to, you know, get together for dating, camping, shooting, art, you name it. But hundreds of thousands of people use it. Guess what? The media is now saying, the White House connected groups, that Jared Miller had a PlanetInfoWars.com account. You know, I guess they're doing a better job this time when they blame me for Poplawski killing the three cops, and turned out he hated me. He reportedly wrote, "The police, to kill or not to kill, you need to be a registered member to rate this post." And it says, "I stand at the point in my life where I am on probation and selling marijuana. I take the urine." So see, again, this is what I said. Is this someone pushed to the edge, over the edge? Is this someone under organic, ambient background mind control in the culture? Or is this a patsy? And we just don't know. But we launched Planet InfoWars back in 2012, and it looks like this was set up right when it was created. So that should be newsworthy. That should give them a lot of grass to make hay with. Let's do searches on comments under his handle. Now, well, I guess I didn't get through to him that it was important not to go out and kill random police and to work as hard as you can to wake people up in the community. And I will say this, when you have militarized police, why do the Vietnamese fight more than seven different cultures, from the Chinese to the Japanese to the Americans to the French, that have taken them over? Because they want to be free. You have tanks, you have men in uniforms, you have guys in drill sergeant hats. This weekend, I was at a hotel, Moody Gardens, with my kids down in Galveston. And I'm going down to the pool, and I have one of the hotel pool, I'm one of the room towels, and this guy said to me, "Hey, you're not supposed to have one of those towels down there. You know, you check towels out from them." And I said, "Okay, thanks." And he goes, "They're going to tell you to take it back up to your room." And I went, "Okay." So I walk out. He's with his wife and his kid. And we start walking. He goes, "What are you doing with that towel?" And I said, "I'll just put it right here." There was like a table there in the hallway. And he was like, "What are you doing?" And I go, "Dude, are you a cop?" And he got real mad. He said, "Yeah, what's it to you?" He was like a muscular guy with his wife and kid, Hispanic guy. I went, "Man, I just knew. God, just mind your own damn business, man." And the guy started to blow up. I was like, "Dude, you don't have your gun and your badge right now, man." You know, I can tell when I'm on the hike and bike trail when it's a bad cop, you know, on a kayak, you name it. Just, they own everything. And most cops aren't like that, but they're trying to hire cops like that, and a lot of people are getting sick of it. They know you push the public hard enough, you'll get a real revolution. And I've said it doesn't need to be killing cops. But this whole thing looks like it's staged, and we'll continue to keep an open mind and look at all the angles. But it's Harry Reid's area. It's right after the Bundy deal. Harry Reid said there is this domestic terrorism coming. These people are terrorists. Let's play that clip.
So these people who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists. And I think that we are a country that people should follow the law. And what went up in Mesquite is not very good. I repeat, what went on up there is domestic terrorism. Okay. Domestic terrorism, not tourism.
There you go. Now, coming up, we got George Humphrey in studio at about 10 after with us. Former city council member, best-selling author, good friend of mine. I remember working with him in 1996 on Pat Buchanan's campaign in 95 in the primaries. He's going to be joining us. Dinesh D'Souza, the persecuted number two documentary filmmaker of all time, 40 million gross. He's been indicted by the criminal operation for free speech. He's going to be joining us as well. But before George Humphrey comes on, we found a bunch of the clips from a month ago where I predicted the tragedy that just happened.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Leanne McAdoo for InfoWarsLife.com. I'm here with Dr. Edward Group, master herbologist and chief formulator behind the InfoWars Life products.
Dr. Group, what have you been hearing from women who've started taking Super Female Vitality?
You know, we've heard the reviews and feedback from Super Male Vitality, from emails to even excited callers on the radio. Now, the answer for women is here. A new formulation specifically designed for the female body, Super Female Vitality, delivers 10 key herbs that work synergistically to revitalize the unique biology of women.
I'm so glad that you guys made this for women. When he brought me home the bottle of Super Female, I had tons of energy, tons of motivation, a lot of drive. My husband thinks I've been in a better mood. Our relationship, all I can say, is it's a lot better now.
I've just started taking Super Female Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. Supplies are limited, so secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or dial 1-888-253-313.
Waging war.